It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dolphins snapped their losing streak yesterday. They beat the Rams on Monday Night Football. Hope is restored. The season is not over yet. They got the Raiders coming up this week. As of yesterday, they were already a touchdown favorite in that game. Raiders.
Hey.
Stack them up.
That's it.
You know what you want right now?
500.
You want that Thursday night Thanksgiving game against Green Bay to actually be, or if you win this game, you guys could be 6-6. Then yep. You would really enjoy your Thanksgiving.
And it'd be 2 primetime wins.
And it'll be a game
and
in the cold.
A game in the cold.
Yep. Against a formidable playoff team.
Yes.
Yeah, because you got the next 2 at home. You have the next 2 at home.
Can I ask you guys a stupid question?
I'm always down for questions. But I'll give
just
you
just stupid people who ask stupid questions.
I might give you a stupid answer.
Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. There's no stupid questions, just stupid people who ask stupid questions.
He just called you stupid.
Tua yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Why was he wearing a ski mask?
That was a whole topic.
What? It wasn't that cold.
It wasn't. I looked it up, and it was like 58, which is, I guess, unseasonably cold for L.A.,
I think.
Yeah, it's indoors,
wait,
right?
Wait. It's not indoors.
It's like an open thing.
Roof. Yeah, it has a roof.
Okay, so a breeze can get through?
And it's 58 degrees in L.A. in November.
It's
a beautiful 58 degrees.
It's a beautiful football. That's a beautiful football day. In fact, football weather is great from like 45 to 55.
That's perfect.
You can run all day, mm-hmm. right? If there's no wind.
That's L.A. There's no wind.
You can run all day.
No humidity.
But I will say this. Some guys put something on their head. So when you slide the helmet on, it is more comfortable. It's not
windy. I've never seen him wear that thing.
No, not that thing, but I always wore a bandana.
Wait, why would he wear it for that perfect weather and he wouldn't wear it for like the 88 degrees weather when he's down here?
No, because it's too hot for that.
Okay. He had braids. That doesn't sound
He doesn't have, I don't think he has
no,
braids.
No, he doesn't have
he?
Braids.
Yeah. That's why.
You know what?
If you have braids, that also. And here's the other
but
thing.
But he usually wears the skull cap.
Oh, wait.
But here's the other.
Got like a whole hood on.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
He did the interview. Post-game
interview. It depends on what they have available because you have to wear the stuff they provide.
He did the post-game interview.
I thought he was freezing.
Leroy did the post-game interview.
Here's the indication of if somebody's freezing. Okay? It's not what you put on your head.
Smoke?
It's what you put on your arms.
Of the oily?
No.
Oh.
Oily? It's going to be oily?
Greasy. I'm talking about greasy.
No. White folks don't do that, Vlad.
Oh, I mean,
maybe he's
You know
got,
what? I wasn't thinking
intangibles
about.
Intangibles don't do that.
I mean, you know what? My apologies.
Looking like a dust bunny.
I'm sorry, Lee, where I was thinking about me and my peoples.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always thinking about me and my peoples.
I never look like a dust bunny.
I'll look like Crocodile Dundee if I go out there without moisturizer.
I thought he was just chilling. I thought maybe his woodly ears were cold.
No,
it's a quick. That's a good question to ask because it was.
Sometimes it just has to do with your helmet, especially guys with braids. If he had braids, or if you have a lot of hair, sometimes you put something on your head to kind of.
Yeah, but he did the post game conference. He went in there with the same.
Because they get you right after the game. You might not be thinking about it.
But maybe he was also.
Oh no, that's all it is. It's just to cover his. It's not because he's cold.
Are you sure?
Positive.
He's got a turtleneck too.
No, because if he was cold, they pull it up. This is not a turtleneck. This is a hat thing. And that might be.
He has cornrows.
That might just be.
He might have cornrows.
Yeah. That might. Look, you can see
bumps
it.
On the,
that might just be the team issued stuff. Like, you can only wear the team issued stuff. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
But he doesn't have it covering anything. All he's covering is
I've
ears.
Never seen him wear that before.
All
he's unless
covering
it's
his
cold.
Ears. Because all he's covering is the ears or his head. It's not.
But
if
they
he was
have
cold, he'd be
they
his
have
mouth.
Skull caps for that. They do. They have teamish. They have team.
Maybe he put it on. Wait,
well, Fred, the equipment guy's got to make sure he's got to have that. He looks ridiculous.
Let me explain something to you. Sometimes when you wear the skull cap, okay, I'm giving you information.
Mm-hmm.
This is factual. Some guys that put the skull cap on, every time they take their helmet off, it comes off.
Mm.
So if you wear that, you don't have to worry about putting the skull cap on and off every time you put your helmet on.
I just want to make sure the guy can handle Lambo.
Oh, my goodness. Enough with
it. Oh, he'll be wearing that for Lambo. Trust me.
No, but here's the deal. In Lambo, you...
Dr. Remy Leg, this love. He called him to a light year. He does look like...
I'm gonna give you guys facts about playing in the cold that for some reason you guys don't understand. When you're actually playing the game,
yeah,
you're never cold.
That's not what they said about the KC game.
Yes, there's temperatures. That's extreme temperatures, Tobin. But here's what happened.
Hold on. There's not extreme temperatures in Green Bay?
No, I'm just saying how many. No, there hasn't been many games that have been that cold.
Where? And where?
When
in
Lambeau? KC last year.
Oh.
No, there have been games that cold, but I'm saying very rarely you might play one or two games like that your career.
But Leroy, you kind of cut.
Dude, I played in Cleveland.
I get that.
I played in like two games
but
like
Leroy,
that.
When we get to January, when you start playing in January, yes, you're going to these cold ass cities.
Right, but
you
got
to figure that if you're going to play a playoff game,
I play
there's
games,
a good chance that it might be that
okay,
cold.
It might be. But here's the kicker. Let me tell you what happens when you play in a cold weather game. Okay? Defense is on the field. You got the jacket. You're sitting on the bench with the blow.
Okay, but
then it's like fourth down.
I'm pretty sure Lamar the other day because Lamar's South Florida kid. Like it was 65. He was wearing the pullover coat. Some guys they just don't get.
No.
Some guys just like being warm.
South Florida.
It doesn't mean that you are cold.
Do you remember the Canes Champ Sports Bowl when it was like 67 against Wisconsin
and they were freezing?
They were huddled around the heater
again. Again, I've always huddled. I played in Michigan. Mm-hmm. I played in Cleveland and Minnesota. Whenever I go to play and it's a cold game, I huddle around that heater. Because
okay. Did
guess
you not
what?
Hear the part where I said it was 67?
What?
When they huddled around the heater in the Champ Sports Bowl.
Yeah.
It was nearly 70.
How are you going to huddle around a heater when it's 67 degrees?
Can
right?
I just say.
Isn't that perfect weather?
That doesn't mean you're cold.
Somebody's saying, Josiah says, ski mask is for swag, not warmth.
Listen, ski mask is only used for robberies, okay, and to keep your ass warm. If you're playing in 55-degree weather in Los Angeles, take it from a person who lived there. 55 degrees in Los Angeles, it's like an 80-degree day here. It's not cold.
Hey, please, I am telling you, it had more to do with his helmet on his head than it being cold.
Tell me he got cornrows. He just got cornrows in L.A. and he needed something to hold it down. That's what I want to hear. Give me that. That's the excuse.
Wait!
What?
Are we really sitting here?
Yes.
After a Dolphins win?
Yeah. Yes.
Talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tua wearing a skull cap versus a...
Okay.
Now, correct me.
Well,
here.
He's smiling, boy.
Correct me here. Is it only a ski mask if he has it over his face?
No, I mean, it's still a ski mask because he could have that over his face.
But he doesn't.
To. Yeah, I know.
And anytime I played in extreme cold weather, I had the thing pulled up over my nose.
Of course. I wasn't suggesting he was freezing, but he meant his
but then and again,
his
ears arms aren't covered.
His ears might have been chilly.
No.
Yeah, but some people
dude.
Ears being chilly?
Mm-hmm.
That's not tough.
No, it's not tough. It's not tough.
But
a lot of people like warmth leaves the ears.
Dude,
there's a lot of blood in the ears.
If you wore the hood just to warm up
your ears,
are
like gristle.
What?
wait a minute. If he
your ears are like gristle.
What does that mean?
You know the gristle on a chicken? Yeah. The part that old people gnaw on the bone.
Don't you have an ear gristle?
Yeah.
No, ears are the window to temperature on your body.
Wait, what?
Isn't that the feet?
No. What?
Wait, what?
Dude,
you guys don't know nothing about anatomy.
Stop
it. What are you talking about?
Stop it.
Everybody knows the ears are the window to warmth. It's true.
Who told you this lie?
Dude, why the first thing you wear when it's cold is a hat.
That's because you already got shoes on.
With socks.
With socks.
I could, let me tell you something right now.
The window
I
what?
Can walk around.
Yeah, if you put a ski cap on and wear shorts and a shirt, mm-hmm. are you still going to be warm?
No, I'm going to be much more warm than I would be. I could go sandals. As long as I have my ears covered, I'm good.
Yo, by the way, Libre, let me ask you this.
No!
I'm telling you.
I got to understand something about segment the way
the intangibles
did.
Are not cold on the bottom, bro. Because they'll wear.
He's right. He's right.
They'll wear khaki shorts and sandals, mm-hmm. and they'll be 20 degrees
listen,
outside.
How about this? Mm-hmm. And this is to your point. Me and Steve Everett went up to, we were captains for a Michigan game. It was 20 degrees. I had on a ski mask. I mean, I had on a hat. I had on a jacket. Pants, boots, the whole thing, right? He had flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a jacket.
And he's from the Keys, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that might be one of the craziest individuals I know.
He kind of looks like the guy that got that interception last night.
Karan said, eyes are the window to love. And
also, El Boulay,
ears are the
agree with me.
Window to warmth.
The feet.
By the way, I just want to be clear here. You know, you're yelling at me for bringing this up out of Dolphins win. And I asked permission to ask a stupid question before the segment started, so you can't judge me.
No, there's no judgment. We're not judging him.
No, he's judging me. I can see from his look.
No, we did.
I'm judging you. No, I'm not judging you from the conversation, but I'm judging you from you saying, if my ears are cold, I'm cold.
Yeah.
That's why I'm judging you.
What?
Hold on. If your fingertips are cold, are you cold?
I played in games where the ball was coming at me, and my hands were moving so slow the ball hit me, right in the face.
But you know,
because I couldn't close my hands because it's cold.
You can always handle that, Vlad, with a little right into the.
Nobody
right
likes.
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, it works.
You know the only thing that works. That blowtorch on the sidelines. I'm almost burned shoes.
You told me you melted your cleats.
I melted crazy. Hey, I'm like, I got my shoes on there. I'm like, damn, they're not warming up. Let me move closer. We fight. No. I'm about to go on the field. Let me go. They go, yo.
All right, I won't bring this up again. I'm sorry. I was just worried about Tua.
When you play in those cold-ass places, how quick does that locker room get warm?
Well, here's the problem. In Cleveland, like we had a downstairs and an upstairs. We called the upstairs the penthouse. That's where you put all the young guys and the non-starters. But I stayed up there. If they didn't come tell us the game was starting, we wouldn't know. But they had a crack. They had a hole in one of the windows. So it was like, if it was 20 outside, it was like 35 in the upstairs. So after games and stuff, you had to make a business decision. Was you going to wait in line to take a shower, or were you just going to go home and take a shower at home?
Oh, so y'all went home. Some of y'all went home stinky after 3.5 hours in the grass.
Like for me, when I had to get interviews and stuff like that, I go up there. First of all, the water was cold because all the hot water was gone, right?
So you
they say, hey, you going to eat? I say, nah, man, I got to go home. They say, oh, that upstairs shower cold? I say, yep. Hmm. And you can't wear thermal underwear. You can't run. So I never wore, I think only a handful of games I've ever worn sleeves. Mm-hmm. But normally I just, you know, put a little
Johnson
Vaseline,
Johnson,
clog up the pores, and that's it.
Hey, comedian Tom Segura is bringing his Come Together Tour to Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. If you want to go right now, caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura and his Come Together Tour at Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560 will win those tickets to Tom Segura. Take a break. Back after this.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dance. All right,
welcome back.
Come on.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back in action tonight. Me?
No.
Oh.
Jennifer.
Needs a belt?
Yep.
I feel like she only has belts with like goth accessories on it, like spikes.
Yep.
In high school.
In high school?
Hmm.
Why does this chair hurt my back?
I don't know, dude.
Every time I get
up. You're old.
It's spinal.
Spinal.
You excited for Tyson this weekend?
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know who I'm scared for. I'm just saying.
Because you don't want to see him get knocked out.
I don't want to see him get knocked out. And I would love nothing more than to, for, what's his name, to get one of those Tyson shots.
Jake Paul.
To get one of those Tyson shots.
And I don't think anybody's getting knocked out in this fight.
No?
Nah.
You know what's funny? I was just from we had this conversation while we just talking about random stuff.
Yep.
And I was telling my guys, okay, how could you not remember that? I'm like, dude, you understand, for the last 8+ years, me and Tobin have sat at a table and talked about random stuff. So periodically, if something might slip my mind. There's no, and I said, to be fair to Tobin, he does have like a show sheet of what we're going to discuss.
Sometimes.
I've never looked at it. I looked at it twice. He goes, hey, you looked at the show sheet.
I was very impressed.
But yeah, like, it is the craziest thing. Now, we sit here and we'll talk about anything. And to do it for 4 hours every day, I'm like, I say, I'd love when people say, why don't you talk about this? I'd love to have your ass sit down and just like how we just randomly talk about stuff and go at it. And
Tyson is, Tyson being old does worry me. I think the thing that worries me most about him is like anytime I watch these videos of him.
You see 1.2 seconds of him.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what happens when we get past round one? And I think it's like, I think he'll do okay. I did see him pretty recently against Roy Jones, but I don't think he's going to knock out Jake.
Well, first of all,
they had to sedate him for Roy Jones. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, he needed it. He said he was a little, and I think that was
Roy
more
Jones
gentlemanly.
And Roy Jones
did not try.
Wasn't in tip top.
He was not.
Right.
He was not.
Mike was.
Yeah. I hate, you know what I hate? I hate the fact that we don't think of Roy Jones Jr. as one of the best fighters ever.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? P4P, baby.
He doesn't get the respect he deserves.
He doesn't get the respect.
I don't feel like he does.
Because he moved all them weight classes.
But he's the one that started the pound for pound talk to me.
Right.
So,
because he couldn't find nobody to fight him.
Bro, nobody was saying pound for pound until Roy Jones came out and was mopping the lightweight, the divisions like that. But people around my age, we didn't know what pound for pound, we didn't know what P4P was until Roy Jones Jr. So
he is the perfect example of him winning the heavyweight championship ruined his career. Because it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, he tried to go back down. That messed him up.
That Tarver beating.
But that's what happened.
Yes,
like that
happened.
He went back down and
he said
he didn't feel the same. Like after that, that kind of messed him up.
But yeah, I can't wait for Friday, man. Can't wait.
You can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Are you
wait
worried
for
at all? You're going to be
wait,
sad.
Wait. Who do you more? You want to see? John Jones or Tyson? If I only gave you one, even though the Tyson fight's free, it's not free, but it's on Netflix.
All right,
which means it's free.
That is tough.
Because if you had to pick one.
You're talking about an event, a UFC, big UFC heavyweight title fight in the Mecca at the Garden. But
man, I ask you all that. I'm asking you.
No, that plays into it.
But you don't know where you're watching it if you're watching on TV.
The fight in the garden.
Okay,
he loves the Mecca. It's his favorite player.
But we're also talking about Brooklyn Zone. I'm going with Brooklyn Zone.
No, you're going with Tyson.
Hey, I'm going with Tyson.
So, but here's the deal.
Fighting with pillow gloves.
Here's the deal. as great as Tyson was.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, if you look at his record, like he demolished people. But if you look at his record, it wasn't really.
Well, this has been my point. Is like,
what?
Tyson wasn't good at the end. Like, Tyson hasn't been champ.
Right. He was good for a short period of time relative to all the other
guys. We haven't seen Tyson be Tyson in a while. And now, on top of it, he's near 60. He just had a medical episode where he said my ulcer was bleeding. And I'm supposed to expect him to get through an athletic event? Like,
ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about the guy as if he's like in his prime, okay? He's not in his prime.
I know, but I feel like people think he's going to walk in there and take Jake Paul's head off.
Because of the experience that he has.
Take Tyson and insert Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's having the same conversation.
One guy's not been retired.
But the argument would be, could Aaron Rodgers still go beat a bunch of YouTubers' football team?
I think he can.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
I think Mike still can throw hands with a guy.
He can throw hands.
But listen, I understand Tobin's reasoning. Tobin's like, Jake Paul's been training.
Jake's not going to hurt him. Like, I think
Mike's been taking he's been taking supplements. At least that's what Vlad thinks.
He's definitely juiced to the gills. There's no question about it. I think, honestly, both of them are, to be honest with you. Because Tyson physically looks incredible. But I think Tyson's right where he says Jake Paul's not going to hurt him because he's been fighting dwarves. But I just don't know if Tyson's going to be able to hurt him.
Oh, he's going to hurt him, bro.
I don't know, dude.
I think the old man strength?
He's too old, though.
But he's still got old man strength.
Has an expiration date.
He doesn't know about old man strength. He doesn't know about that.
Listen, old man strength, I'm going to tell you about old man strength. It expires after about 3 minutes.
But what if your old man strength, what if your old man... With tremendous boxing skills, with old man strength.
Of course, but like what was George Foreman? Was he 48 when he won the heavyweight championship?
Yeah, 45, something like that.
George Foreman had two cinder blocks on the end of his arm.
And what do you think Mike has?
He's more of a violent kind of guy.
You get hit by Mike. Nobody wants to get hit by Mike.
I'm just saying he's got more violence. George Foreman would just jab you to death.
Oh, yeah, and he's also trying to hit you with that right to knock you.
Right, but he wasn't moving fast.
Mike hits you with a hook. You're going night-night.
Yeah, but okay.
I don't care what you are. You're going night-night.
Can't wait for this fight to be over.
Here's the perfect example of our lasting image of Tyson.
18 years?
Is 25 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of when he was good. That's a long time, dude.
Mike Tyson hasn't had a piece of the championship since 97.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, if there was compelling stories in boxing where actual boxers would be boxing and we would be watching, we'd be talking about that. But we're not. So we're talking about a guy
who hasn't fought in 25 years. I think boxing has been pretty damn good lately. But Tyson, there's just something about Tyson that he has a nostalgia and has a gravitas that no boxers really had.
Here's the thing.
And not even better boxers. Like, not Floyd, not even Muhammad Ali. Like, there's something about him and his just essence that people just get excited about because he was a freak. There was a freak show element to him. There was you have to watch it. It's box office. There's just something about it. You know, there's not even it was almost like a car crash element to it. And that still pays because the Roy Jones-Mike Tyson fight did really good business. That's the old fight.
And Mike had to be sedated. If Mike went headhunting, Roy Jones would have been knocked out. Mike was hitting that man's body, and that man said he was at least urinating blood for at least a good week.
But okay, let's just say Mike Tyson was able to do whatever Mike Tyson would. Let's just say that's true, because there was rumors that in the Floyd-Logan fight that there was a clause that they weren't supposed to knock each other out. And there was actually a viral video of like where it looked like Floyd did knock him out and he had to hold him up. Are we to really believe that Jake Paul is going to allow Mike Tyson to hurt him?
You're suggesting that you could calm Mike Tyson down.
They're going to have to sedate him. Because Jake might say or do something that infuriates Mike, and then old Brooklyn Mike comes out and it's
yeah. You never know when he plays too much, like when he grabs
like,
somebody's hat.
Right, like you you know about that. Yeah,
certainly do.
So if you know Mike hits him, he's gonna go night night. Might
see,
not be good.
Here's the crazy thing. Like we telling stories about Mike, and I've been to Mike Tyson fights, and they all lasted for a minute, and it was the most exciting minute of my life seeing the two fights I saw.
Without Blue Chew.
Yeah. And I would say this, when he lost for the first time, it was over. And that's the crazy thing about that. That we can't think of any great champion that once they lost the fight, it was over.
That's like the first boxing memory I have was my dad and I watching the Tyson Holyfield fights. So I never got to like experience.
You didn't see the Riddick.
Oh, you didn't see 88. You didn't see the prime, Mike.
Nah,
you didn't see Mike Spitz.
Like my first memories are my dad. We of course stole it with the DirecTV card, and we watched the pay per view. Both Holyfield fights. The first one where he lost, and the second one where he bit him. And
did you see the Buster Douglas fight?
I mean, I've watched it obviously since, but no, it was 1990. It was 1990.
Can I just tell you? Can I just tell you? The whole world
stopped.
Was staring at that TV like, what?
Doesn't make sense.
Because he, like, it wasn't even.
Mike won that fight, by the way.
What?
He won the fight.
Long count?
You know about that. He won it. When he knocked Buster down, that was the longest count on the man. Mike won the fight. But
that being said.
They said that happened with Deontay Wilder, too. They said Tyson Fury got a long count.
That being said, he still put Tyson in a place nobody has ever put him.
Oh, we've never seen Mike in like that. We never seen Mike. And
that was it. And so even when he came back, then he got just super crazy. And so the lasting image or the best Mike Tyson we saw was literally 34 years ago.
Yep.
That's crazy. Because even you think of George Foreman, he won the title, fought Muhammad Ali, he came back, won the championship. You think of all these fighters that have bounced back. Mike Tyson, the aura around him, what we think of him, he's never been one of those champions that came back and won a title. He just kept fighting and losing. He never won a heavyweight championship again.
He won a piece of
it. Yes, he did.
He won a piece of it, but that's because somebody else.
Yeah.
He didn't win it.
He wasn't the guy. He got chances against because he lost to Holyfield. Then, of course, they went back. He fought Lennox Lewis.
Mike Tyson, Brock Lesnar, who cares? They're big names. They're always going to draw.
Of course.
I'm not questioning that. But I am questioning the fact that your idea of what Mike Tyson is based on 35 years ago.
But Leroy, he's not fighting Tyson Fury. He's not fighting somebody who's been in shape, been fighting, still active. He's fighting someone who, even though he's trained for it, is still considered a neophyte compared to Mike.
But this isn't somebody that he's going to have to, like, the one thing is he's not, like, fighting somebody he's going to have to box his socks off.
Right.
Like, he knows what he's going up in the
game. Right. It's not like he has to have some unbelievable game plan against a guy because he's a tactician or anything like that.
Let's say Leroy has his hater shade. I told you, Mike Tyson was the greatest experience I've ever had in my life.
Didn't you party with him?
Yeah. In Cleveland.
That's cool.
But
Leroy.
Yeah. But here's the problem. Like, when you try to call things like they are and like they have been, why are you considered a hater? There is nothing that I'm saying about Mike Tyson that wasn't true.
And there's nothing I would want more than him knocking Jake Paul
into
another stratosphere.
Exactly. But
there would be
most of the people here, think about this. You were not even alive when the best version of Mike Tyson existed.
I was.
Yeah. The best version of Tyson that existed, I saw firsthand. You have only seen pictures of it.
Stunt Steve's mentioning Tyson's last professional fight was 2005. Man's spinal was 20 years ago.
Right.
I broke my back.
Right.
I love that.
What do you mean, Mike?
Now let's also be clear about this.
You love that clip.
There's two athletes that have made the greatest comebacks in all of sports. One is Tyson, and the other one is who's from down here? The Yankees.
Yankees.
Owns
Alex Rodriguez?
Oh. Alex Rodriguez. Those two guys, the biggest comeback in sports. Think about what everybody was saying about these two guys at their lowest.
Shmeathan says, you forgot about the third, Joe Flacco.
Wait, Joe Flacco is back, but then we realize after last Sunday.
Still Joe Flacco.
He's still Joe Flacco.
We've heard it all. Men have to be strong and men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why we want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovsky, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get your health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at BaptistHealth.net/Zotime. That's BaptistHealth.net/Zotime.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back? Is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you.
Hold on.
560 WQAM.
I got to get my...
Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
I got to get my camera right because I fixed my chair.
Oh, you adjusted the height?
Yeah.
There you go.
Got me sitting like I'm sitting around the campfire.
Want to let you guys know, you guys can join WQAM and Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack. That's to watch good. Miami taking on Las Vegas in pro football action. You guys can enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation.
There you go. Moose for a moose.
Yeah. Let's get to the mixed bag here. Tua, he spoke on everybody having to do their job, and he got real deep about it. Here was the Dolphins QB on it.
Yeah, well, I would say for us, it's sort of the it's not your job mentality. I don't know if you guys heard that story of four people. Everybody, anybody, somebody, and nobody. Well, I can't tell it because I don't have the quote, but it's a story about those guys, but sort of the mentality of it's not your job. If everybody's not going to do it, anybody's not going to do it. Somebody's going to figure out that, okay, anybody didn't do it. Everybody doesn't care about it. I'm not going to do it. And eventually nobody's going to end up doing it, right? So it's sort of the mentality of, dude, this is my job. Like, if that's his job, that's not my job. This is what I got to focus on. I got to put all the thinking, all my skills into that and go about that. So I would say we find our rhythm in that and, you know, started with this game.
This guy's been hanging out with Mike McDaniel too much.
That's not how that story goes.
Thank you, because I knew I was confused from the minute he started saying it.
Let me explain you how the story goes.
Please.
How does the story go?
So it's in football reference. Say running back goes and he runs the football. And he goes around the outside. And the outside guy goes, I don't have to get him because the safety's going to get him. And then the safety goes, I don't have to get him because the corner's going to get him. And the corner goes, I don't have to get him because the linebacker is going to get him. And then the guy ends up running 50 yards for a touchdown. And it's that you shouldn't assume that somebody else is going to do it. Mm. You have to do it. That's kind of how I was told that story. There is another side to that, and that is, if everybody does their job, then everybody, the team is better. You shouldn't have to be worried about somebody else's job. You make damn sure you do your job. Don't take it upon yourself to deviate from what you're supposed to do.
You're like Mike McDaniel.
But that's a different story.
What?
No, it's football, dude. Everybody, can I just tell you? One of my arch nemesis in professional football was my running back coach in Baltimore. He thought he was a philosopher.
Maybe he right? was.
And nobody cared.
No, I like it.
And what ended up happening is one day we were at practice, and we were supposed to do something at practice, and the offense coordinator yelled at us, and we never knew that we were supposed to do it. So the next day, the coach was going on to tell one of his stories, trying to be Confucius again. And I said, hey, you mind if we review what we supposed to do? Because clearly you ain't going to have our back if we don't.
Wow.
Which, again, we got yelled at the day before, and he didn't say that's on me or nothing.
Defiant.
That's not defiant.
A little defiant.
No, it's not. It's a bit defiant. It's not. Here.
That quote is
I'm a big fan of this. I ain't getting thrown under the bus because of you, ever. I'm not. Like, if we a team, we a team. But if I find out that you're going to let us be thrown under the bus, you know, to cover your own butt, then I realize we ain't on that same team. You on your you team, so I got to be on me team. That's just it. So that whole relationship could have went differently if you just said, coach, that's on me. That's my bad. I'll take care of it. Right? That's it.
Tua's quote is from Charles R. Swindoll. The story of four people.
And how's it go?
This is a story about four people named everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. There was an important job to do, and everybody was asked to do it. Everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it. But nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it, and it ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done.
So you understand that's closer to my story about something. Suppose everybody has a responsibility, nobody does anything.
Okay, well, let me just tell the Dolphins.
What does this have to do with the Dolphins? That's nobody, what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, nobody, and I mean anybody on that team, better let Tua
tackle
throw his head at somebody's knee again. Okay, somebody has to stop Tua when he tries to tackle somebody. Okay, or we're gonna have nobody to play quarterback, and everybody and anybody is going to be sad. So Tua, stop throwing your head around like a bobblehead and get your ass to the sidelines.
He's right. I mean, you had a bunch of nobodies.
Or borrow Achan's helmet.
Otherwise.
Yeah, by the way, I like Achan's helmet. Why can't he borrow Achan? Like, why can't he do what the Achan did?
Because he doesn't want to look like Kazoo.
Man, stop that.
Achan, it took one call from his mother who goes like, oh, you want to play football? Good.
Yes, mama.
You play with the Guardian cap.
Yes, mama.
He's been out there balling with the Guardian cap on. I don't even know if it works. Anyway, let's hear from Mike McDaniel. Zach Sealer, sealer it on up. He was back. Mike McDaniel, impressed.
I think, you know, you go through the week, you know, you're correcting some stuff from the previous game. And, you know, I think the guys felt a lot of confidence in terms of, you know, where they were building and then getting, you know, a couple guys, key guys back. You know, I think that was a very effective reminder of, hey, we've been doing this without a couple guys, and you know, Sealer is such an important part of what we do. So it was absolutely a momentum capturing moment where guys were fired up to have, you know, one of the most important pieces of the unit back on the field and making plays immediately.
He's a monster. Calais Campbell's a monster. It was good to have them both back yesterday. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Heat. They start the in-season tournament tonight. We'll get into that. And other shenanigans along the way. Back after this. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.